And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick is still in Alaska at Katmai Lodge. I'm sure we'll be hearing from him because he had another great day yesterday. We're going to have a great show here today because we have one great guy here, Jim Hendricks from Saltwater Sportsman, CCA California, and he's fresh back from the ICAST show back in Florida with all the new product news. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, talking fresh back from ICAST, fish are biting.
Yeah. Boy, you're dressed up today, Corey, with a nice AFCO shirt.
You know,
you're good, man.
It's AFCO.
Yeah, good stuff.
I didn't mean to do that, but
no, it's just, why not? Looks good for the camera, man.
It's all good time.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good morning, Jim Hendricks.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Hey, great to have you. And, man, you are a traveling man. You drove all the way down from Long Beach this morning to be with us today. Thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, my pleasure.
You just got off a plane from ICAST show in
Florida.
Yeah,
straight from Orlando, ICAST 2025.
Yeah, and what was that like?
Oh, it was great. It was a big, I've been going to ICAST. They didn't call it ICAST back in the day, But I've been going there for close to 35 years now.
Incredible.
Yeah. I went when you had to wear a suit and tie to ICAST.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if you remember that.
I remember when a lot of people wore suit and ties, like when it was in Vegas and stuff.
Right. Yeah. When you go to Vegas and you'd have to, in that incredible heat, you know, 120 degrees outside and you're wearing a suit and tie.
Like, really? This is the fishing world. Come on, guys. Is anybody wearing a suit and tie anymore?
No. Most people are wearing shorts and flip-flops. It's a fishing show.
And it's in Florida where it's like 1,000 degrees and humidity and everything.
No, it's shy of 1,000, but the feel-like temperature is over 1,000.
It's hot.
Hot and muggy and buggy.
Yeah.
So there was so much stuff at ICAST. You can't see it all. I mean, I was there for 2 days. I was there for Saltwater Sportsmen. We were doing our own show in conjunction with ASA, the American Sport Fishing Association. We called it the Salt Report. It was 2 days of having guests in, just kind of like we're doing here. Uh-huh. And then I was on the on-floor remote reporter. I was down there doing videos with different companies, including Shimano, Garmin, whole bunch of companies.
That's cool.
It was just
And all that can be seen on video on Saltwater Sportsman.
Yeah, you go to Saltwater Sportsman, and then it's on our YouTube page.
It's on your YouTube
you can watch that. You can watch the interviews I did. You can watch the podcast we did at the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Now, we should mention for our listeners that don't know what ICAST is. ICAST is basically the tackle manufacturers show, right?
That's right. Yeah. So it's a trade show. So it's not like PCS where you go and you can buy stuff and look and.
Right. It's not a consumer show.
No, it's not.
Or the industry.
And a lot of the products we see and a lot of products we're talking about today aren't available right now. So they're
interesting. But they're coming.
That they're coming. You have something to look forward to. So it's not like you can just go to the store and right now. But a lot of them will be available this fall in the distribution chain. Some of them are available right now, too. So, but it's just fun to see what it's like a kid in a candy shop for a fisherman.
Sure. And everybody kind of waits to introduce their big new product for the year at ICAST.
Right. The big rollout. I tell you what, it's as much a media event as it is a trade show where they're taking orders. Nowadays, media is huge presence of media, not only magazines, but you got a lot of YouTubers there.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
With their cameras walking around doing all kinds of video segments there. So and the tackle manufacturers, by and large, welcome them in. They schedule meetings with us ahead of time. And so many, so I was telling Corey, you know, I couldn't possibly fit in all the meetings that they want to have with us while we're at the show.
But
it's fun. And I remember, because back in the day, when they were just writing orders for tackle, it was, we don't want to see the media. Get the heck out of here.
Right.
We want to
write orders.
Yeah, we're doing business here.
And now it's more of a media event.
Now it's more interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
I remember I used to go back there and trying to drum up sponsors and stuff like that. And the last person they'd want to see was me, right? Because I wanted to sell them something. They want to sell me something.
Right.
Yeah.
So no, they would welcome you, and you probably, if you signed up, you registered for ICAST, go there, and you will get a number of invitations for personal meetings, not just press conferences, but meetings where they have you in the booth. They want to show you the products. They want you to talk about them on the show here.
Sure.
That's the sort of thing, that's what we're doing today.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what we should be doing. For sure. So what are some of the things that really enlightened you at the show?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of megatrends happening right now, I think. I'll point to kayaks as being a huge megatrend right now.
Oh, yeah.
So many kayaks being introduced with so many new features. They're no longer paddlers. There are all kinds of motors on them, all kinds of electronics. More electronics than I have on my boat. Couple of big Garmin displays, 16-inch displays on a kayak.
On a kayak.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're describing Chris Minnick's kayak.
Yeah.
Chris Minnick, a friend of the show, he's got forward-facing sonar, and he's got several screens.
Yeah. So, and a lot of motors now. They've got electric motors on them. And, in fact, one of the things that I thought was really remarkable was a new motor from Garmin, designed specifically for putting on a kayak, on the back of a kayak. It's called the Force Current trolling motor, and it is controllable from the pedals on the kayak. You can control it from the pedals. You can control it from an MFD, a Garmin MFD, which they had on. They had a 16-inch Garmin. And you can control it from a remote, you know, and they've got that gesture feature on there. So you press the button, point the remote where you want to go, and the trolling motor takes you there.
Takes you there. Wow. Yeah. How cool is that?
And so it's not a prop. It's not a, it's more of a jet.
Well, no, that's another one, okay?
Okay.
So this was the actual, like an actual.
But this is something you can put on any kayak. Like
yeah.
One of the, I know Hobie, we talked a couple weeks ago when Ron Lane was here, Hobie introduced their new inflatable fishing kayak there, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. So you can put the Garmin on just about any kayak you want.
That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh. Now, what you're talking about, what we were talking about, Corey, earlier, what won the best of show at ICAST was a electric jet-powered fishing kayak.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Like, wrap your mind around that, right?
Yeah. And that's the one that's built into the kayak. You can't, you know, and you...
Just plug it in and charge it when you want.
When I say jet, I don't mean like a Learjet. I mean like a PWC jet or a jet ski type water jet. That's what powers this. And it's electric. It is electric. So it is amazing. It's won best of show. I also work for Boating Magazine, one of our sister publications, the Saltwater Sportsman. We did a video, the editor and I did a video about it, you know, on the show floor, and on the first day it got 500,000 views.
That's incredible.
On YouTube.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you also said Shimano introduced a couple of new products.
They're
very tight-lipped about their new products.
I thought you'd know about all these already.
Yeah, they're pretty tight-lipped about stuff.
Well, they introduced more than just a couple. From my point of view, and maybe from yours, the most significant was the introduction of the new Talica 42A. Which fills the gap between the 25, the Talica 25, and the Talica 50. Now, in addition to that reel, they also introduced a new 52A.
Wow.
So, excuse me. The 40 and the 50 are very similar in that they're the same diameter, and the 50 is somewhat smaller in diameter than the other 50, the regular Talica 50, but it's wider, a little bit wider.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the 40 is the same diameter as the new 50, but a bit more narrow.
Narrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's
pretty cool. For nighttime bluefin fish?
It sounds like it was made for our fishery here.
It is. Absolutely.
All these bluefin being unloaded this morning?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the big
yellowfin, too,
from
the eight-day trips.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jim and I saw the Intrepid catch from Paul Lepore. Paul Lepore unloaded this morning. And big yellows and big yellowfin.
The yellows were honkers.
Giant.
Oh, my God.
Yellowfin?
Yellowtail. Yeah. Big yellowtail.
Big yellowtail.
And
big
yellowfin.
Yeah, 50-pound yellowfin.
Yeah.
Nice, great.
Yeah, it's nice. I have a friend who just returned from going down on the ridge. Fishing was stupid good.
Yeah.
He said it was so good the first half day. Of course, it was a two-day trek down there. But the first half day of fishing, they were done. They're done with the yellowfin, and they were done with the yellowtail.
Yeah.
They just couldn't catch anymore.
That's cool. And let's hope we get this warm water push that typically happens this time of the year, and that stuff just keeps coming up the line, right?
Please.
Are you ready for that, Corey?
Oh, my eyes are bigger than you can imagine. I'm ready for that one. I got my popper rod ready.
So then Shimano also just introduced a new Max
Power
Pro,
Max 8. Yeah.
Instead of Max Quattro, it's Max 8.
Yeah, Power Pro Max 8. So, and I'm a big fan of Power Pro, the Depth Hunter offshore. So I really love the Power Pro. But yeah, the Max 8 is like the Max Quattro in that it's you can get it in metered line, which I love.
Oh.
But they had an example. They had one reel, I think it was the 50, filled with the current Depth Hunter offshore. And then they had a reel with the same amount of line on of the Max 8. And in you still had another inch or two to fill the spool.
Wow, incredible. With the same amount.
The same amount. Impressive. Yeah, they had the same amount of line on both. One was full, the other one.
Like
so you're going to get a ton more capacity with the Max 8. It's like
now, why didn't they call it Max 8?
Right? Huh? Exactly. Max Quattro. So I'm assuming here, I mean, it makes sense, right, Pete, that the Max Quattro is a 4 carrier.
Right.
And the Max 8 is an 8 carrier.
8 carrier. Yeah. It's, I was told that it is analogous to Power Pro Super Slick. In that it's a much, and I felt it was a much smoother finish to it.
Okay. Right.
Versus the regular Power Pro.
Yeah, right. So the more carriers you have, the smoother the line, tighter
right.
it is.
Right.
Tighter the braid,
yes.
if you can just yeah. envision that, where the yeah. Max Quattro is a bumpier, more ribbed, you know, kind of a, like the original Power Pro.
Right.
That's,
right.
Which I love. I mean, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Now, anything else catch your eye there?
Well, yes. I told you about the Garmin outboard. I thought electric outboard. I thought that was really cool. Now there was so much there at Shimano. If you just go to Shimano, you could spend all day looking at the new products. But they have a new line of inshore rods called it's actually the G Loomis line, the G Loomis IMX Pro Green. So the rods are actually
an inshore rod.
It's an inshore rod. Wow. Perfect for fishing the bays, harbors here,
Okay.
Thing.
Okay. Yeah. You got my attention because my favorite rod that I still have today is the G Loomis Inshore Greenwater.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of the
next generation of that.
Yeah,
have that, and I cherish that thing. I love it.
Well, you're going to love these
okay.
too. Yeah. These are they're incredible. I just perfect for fishing spotted bay bass, halibut in the harbors, that sort of thing. They actually, you know, the market on the East Coast is for like redfish and spotted sea trout and snook and flounder, but I think out here we're gonna love them for fishing bays and harbors.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and I like fishing light tackle out on, you know, offshore too. I like, when I say offshore, I mean I fish these little rock piles and 120 feet of water and stuff
right.
for bass and rockfish and stuff like that.
A 200 size reel with 30
right.
pound.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's perfect. So I think that was a really cool item that I saw at the Shimano booth, even though it's G Loomis.
Yeah.
And then they've got new Stellas as well. They've got 8,000. You may know about these. The new Stella 8,000. 10,000 and 14,000
nice.
Stellas, and which are going to be great for, you know, throwing the poppers out here. For
Stella's amazing, time.
Especially when those big yellowfin show up.
Yeah,
you know, I'd love catching the 80 or 90 pound yellowfin on a popper.
Yeah, man, you're talking to Mr. Popper right here.
Like, well, I don't know about Mr. Popper, just the way I love doing it. I mean, I'm not out to catch 50 fish, but to catch 3 or 5 fish the way I want to catch them. I mean, that's
so. And then the other thing I saw there. I interviewed Benny Ortiz,
Benny's great.
Jigging expert.
The jigging, slow pitch expert.
Yeah.
And he introduced me to some new colors on the Osea Sardine Waver.
That's a great jig.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's a great jig. It'd be a great jig for out here, I think, for bluefin.
I've caught
night.
Rockfish on it. That rockfish eat the heck out of it. The reds eat the heck out of it.
Yeah. There you go. So you, slow pitch fishing with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And then they also have the new Osea Jigger slow pitch reel. They had that there, which I fished with actually last summer.
Great reel.
Yeah, in Alabama, the waters off Alabama.
Wow.
Speaking of slow pitch reels, Okuma introduced a new Tesoro LDJ slow pitch reel, which I thought was really cool. I talked to Davey Brown. He showed that to me. We did a little video on it.
Won an award too, right?
It did. That one, I don't know if that won an award or not. Okuma did win an award for the fly reel.
Oh, that was
in the in the in that in the category.
It sounds like another Southern California item. I mean, how popular is jigging across the United States? I mean,
in the East Coast it's big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as much as our bluefin fishery, I mean,
well, the slow pitch fishing is catching fire on the East Coast, especially in the
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, right.
Thanks largely to guys like Benny Ortiz, who's taken it out, who's taken the slow pitch technique out there and showed everybody how to do it.
Sure.
So they're not fishing quite as deep as we are, though. Some of the guys are fishing, 750 feet?
Crazy.
Slow pitch jigs?
Crazy. Well, Shimano brought years ago Let me guess, the idea that butterfly, remember the original butterfly, mm-hmm, and right. that kind of is the slow pitch era, right from
that's
Japan.
What started it. Yeah.
And it's like that's what we fish with in Japan.
Yeah.
And then they say people go, "Oh, butterfly," and then people start catching things with it. It's like, hey, maybe there's something to this.
Yeah, yeah, and we did it in the Gulf, like I said last year with Blaine Anderson. Uh-huh. He really introduced me to the slow pitch technique out there. He put on a masterclass.
Blaine's the marketing director and
quite
a fisherman.
Yeah, for the saltwater, yeah.
Yeah.
And he put on a masterclass and we had great. The only thing about, you know, I talked to you about this before, the problem with slow pitch, it's effective for hooking fish. It's not so effective for fighting fish.
Yeah.
It's like...
yeah. Point the rod and turn the handle, right?
And one of the reasons I think, because you got to palm that reel, you got it in your left hand, and then you got that great big handle on it. That's part of it.
Yeah.
I said, the reason they put that great big handle on is because it gives you something to hang on to when you hook a 40-pound amberjack.
Right.
Gnarly. Gnarly.
Give me the rail and a rail rod anytime.
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea of that, though, is not to let them turn their head. To keep their head pointed at you and at the gap
keep
and
going.
2.2 seconds.
Yeah.
So much that, and that's why you need such a powerful reel.
Yeah.
Because the rod is pretty noodly, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Jim is a wealth of knowledge. We haven't even moved into all the stuff he does for Saltwater Sportsman and Boating Magazine, as well as CCA California. He's a big part of CCA California, and then all the different ICAST stuff. It's a lot of show today, Corey.
There is, man. There's a lot to go over for the next 2 hours. And if you want to join us, please do so. We'd love to have you be a part of the show, and you can call in to The Fan at 97.3 The Fan at 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text via the app. It's only done through the app, and it's a one-way message system, and it says right there, text the show. You can send us a message. You got a question or a comment for Mr. Jim Hendricks here, you can do so through that app, and we're giving away an incredible overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
Overnight trip out of Fisherman's
Landing. So stoked, and I know Carl...
During prime season.
Right? I mean... Could it be any better, right?
Yeah.
And I know Carl in the past has given the opportunity to be able to upgrade that.
Sure, absolutely.
Or downgrade. I mean, if you want to put that toward a full-day trip
or whatever.
You want to go on a two-day trip. Any open party trip available through Fisherman's Landing.
One-day trip.
There it is right there. And, again, the telephone number, 833-288-0973. Or send us a text via the app. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number. And at the end of the show, we're going to flip a coin, and we're going to be right back with Jim Hendricks and more from the ICAST and Saltwater Sportsman, everything going on. When will you turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan?
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Governor's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm so excited about today's show and just all the information we've already covered and all to come. And you want to join us, the lines are currently full, but when somebody does drop off, 833-288-0973. Or keep those texts rolling through on the app. It's a simple deal. And, man, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, it's by all means.
It's an easy one.
It's so easy. And and so many people I know listen to the archives. Like, you can listen to today's show on demand at your point in time, driving or whatever you're doing. And just
on the archives on the app, or you can listen to our Facebook or YouTube archives or show live on YouTube and Facebook on the app. It's all there. And access our website, which our website, by the way, has a great story written about the Cedro sport fishing trip that Tommy P wrote. So check that out. It was in our newsletter last week, and it's also in our Let's Talk Hookup website too. And we have Rock Cod Rick on the line from Katmai Lodge. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Jim, Corey, Pete, how are you guys this morning?
Hey, doing great. How's everything up at Katmai?
Man, it's so good. We woke up to an Alaska slightly soggy, but not bad gray morning, and just had an awesome breakfast, and everybody's kind of getting geared up and putting waders on and getting ready to head down to the boats. And I had to call yesterday. Yesterday was such a buzz when we got back. It was great fishing for everyone yesterday, and it was so fun when you finish your fishing day at Katmai, you come back, grab a quick shower, and then everybody meets in the main lodge for a happy hour and cocktails and snacks, but then talks about their fishing. And it was just, we all joked it was so loud in the room yesterday because everybody was sharing stories of success. It was another fantastic day of fishing yesterday.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what'd you catch?
Yesterday we did chum salmon. We had the funnest day in the morning. Yesterday we did the chum salmon in the morning. I kind of can't get enough of those things. They're not like other salmon. You know, they pull really hard, and they dog, and they rip a bunch of line, and they're very reminiscent of fishing yellowtail in, like, the non-give-up part. You know, you know how a yellowtail just fights and digs and pulls line until the very end, and even when it's over and it's at the boat side, it rips off another run? That is chum salmon fishing, and we had a blast and did that again yesterday for the morning. We fished right next to another fun couple, Let's Talk Hookup listeners, Marty and Carol, and we were on the same bar together, like a cast and a half away from each other. So the whole time was just joking and yelling back and forth. So had an epic day of fishing chums. And then as a group, we drove up to this really killer scenic kind of bluff spot. We side tied and put the anchors down, and you could see these bear tracks going up and down the bluff. And we got one of the chums and barbecued it, you know, on the river's edge for lunch, and everybody had fresh, you know, fresh chum salmon for lunch, which was fantastic. You know, chums get this nomer for not being the best of eating, and I just always believed it because it's what everybody said, and our guide's like, oh, you got to be killing me. It's killer. Wait till you have this. And we had blackened chum salmon fresh out of the river. I'm telling you, Pete, it was one of the best salmon plates I've ever had in my life.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it was so good. And that was just by lunch. Afternoon, we went way up North River and caught a few more sockeyes just to top off our box, and then spent the last part of our day catching rainbow trouts on dry fly. It was a magical day. We saw bears and otters and fox, and just it's everything that the Katmai brochure talks about, and then some. And that was just yesterday. We're gonna do it again today.
Whoa! So what is on the plan for today?
Today we had such fun dry fly fishing. I have a new dry fly addict on my hands in Dallas. Dal has always liked fly fishing, but kind of been here or there on it, and got the bug yesterday. I mean, no pun intended. It was something about catching on the dry, and we had fly fished before, but it was indicators and wet flies and seeing those trout on the dry, like, that was it. So yeah. We asked our guide today, and he was super into it, so we're going to spend all day going up north and targeting
that. Dry or die.
That's what I call it.
But, yeah, that's it. That's our plan for today.
Yeah, wow, that sounds fun. And I would think you're going to see 1 or 2 or 100 bears up there, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. So we've been fishing a lot more to the south, and we've been catching, you know, we've been seeing between 1 and 3, 1 and 5, individual bears a day. But the boats that have been going to the north are coming back saying, oh, hey, we saw 15 today. We saw 20. We have a great couple that's up there. They saw 30 different bears on the first day. And these are not the Brooks Falls flyouts. These are just fishing. It's, Bob was telling us that one of the things that we're seeing, the river is as healthy as it's ever been, that we're seeing some of the COVID era when there was no commercial fishing and there was no nets and there was almost no take. Well, all that fish has been in the river for so many years and spawned out, and it's like the biggest returns he's ever seen, and we're seeing that in the catch. It's fantastic up here.
That's incredible.
As it's ever been, ever.
Your dream trip.
Yeah.
Right?
Your timing is perfect.
But that stuff carries over for another year or two, and... Yeah.
So speaking of which,
I want to sign up on that.
Next year we have our Let's Talk Hookup Katmai trip. I believe it's the 15th through the 22nd of July. I know the spots are going very, very quickly, so you better sign up if you want to go with us next year. I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah, I just highly encourage you, if you haven't thought about it, this is a very special trip, and the repeat customers are so high. I mean, virtually everyone that's here has been here multiple times. So if you think you're going to go, just do it. Book your spot now and then just chip away at it as the year goes by, because like you said, Pete, the spots always sell out. This trip never doesn't sell out. It's just a matter of how soon or how slow. And you've got to get your spot in before the show season starts, which is kind of not that far away. So anyways, I couldn't say enough. I highly encourage it. The one last thing I'll say is, if you thought about doing this trip with a couple, it's over half couples here. The lodge is very, very female friendly for being so far away. You know, the rooms are nice and the linens are good and the beds are good and there's blow dryers in all the rooms. It's just
there's things to do other than fishing, which is it's sightseeing, the Brooks Falls, everything else. The whole thing is you don't have to just go fishing there. It's a great, great, great couples trip. Well, Rick, great job, man. Enjoy the rest of your day here today. And I know you have with today and 2 more days of fishing, and then you fly home, fly back to Anchorage on Wednesday, and then you'll be welcome back in the studio, you and Corey, next Saturday and Sunday here. So I can't wait to hear the stories.
Gonna be fun, boys. Appreciate it very much. Glad we were able to check in, and we'll look forward to talking to everybody and give the full wrap up next weekend.
Sounds great, Rick. Thanks for the check, and hi to Dallas and Bob and Charmel and everybody up there at Katmai. Enjoy the rest of your fantastic day.
Thanks, guys, and we'll be posting pictures on our Let's Talk Hookup social media if you want to follow on the last couple days.
Yeah, please do. All right, thanks a lot for that. And if you want to book a trip to Katmai, katmai.com, katmai.com, or just give them a call, give Charmel a call and say, I want on that trip next year. I'm going, by the way. It's my turn next year.
And I you know, Pete, I wonder with that whole influx of salmon, how the rainbows are going to flourish.
Well, here's the interesting thing. For a number of years, the chum salmon fishing was way down, and the rainbows come into the river to feed on the chum salmon eggs. I guarantee you that the rainbows are coming back.
I'm reading it.
Into the river. Yeah, nice. I'm ready for that.
I've seen it already.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot for the call. Enjoy the day.
Bye, guys.
All right.
See Bye, Rick.
All right. Yeah, that's fantastic. Wow. Lots going on.
You're fired up. Pat,
they want to talk to Jim. Let's jump into her.
Let's do it. How about John? John Cullen from Dallas. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cookup.
Good morning, guys. It's always a pleasure to listen to you guys because I get so excited about going fishing. But my question is, you were saying those Garmin kayaks, you could press the pedals and make the motor work. My question is, can you cook a cheeseburger on those motors?
Yeah, I think so. And you can get the Super Bowl on the widescreen MFD.
Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. All right.
You want to go take another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
How about Robert? Robert Cullen from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, guys. I want a trip on the horizon. We just got back this morning. We had limits from 40 to 90 pounds. I just wanted to thank you guys. I took three of my grandsons and a whole group of us jumped on. I won the trip. Bill, Brooks, everybody on the boat was just incredible. It was an awesome trip. We got 13 at night, and then they were wide open all day long around us. We had a fabulous trip, and I just wanted to thank you from my grandsons and myself. Been listening to Let's Talk Cookup for a long time, and you guys are killer.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you won that trip when Bill, the captain owner, was on the show, and you took, and it's so cool of you to take your grandsons, too.
Right?
That's so cool. Well, I'm glad you had such a successful trip. Fishing is good right now.
And daytime fishing,
yeah.
too.
Oh, like, it was way good.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
Please.
If you can get on a boat. Yeah. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. Here's a good one here. Text from Ralph in Menifee. He says, good morning, everyone. Great show. My question is for Jim. What do you feel are the best fish finders for using on a kayak, specifically for fishing inshore La Jolla? Are bays or bigger always – is bigger always better, or do power – is power an issue?
I don't think power is an issue. I think they all draw about the same power. If you have the bigger the screen, you know, you're going to get a little bit more amp draw on the bigger screens. But I can't say one is better than the other. Some of the more popular ones are going to be, for saltwater, are going to be your Garmins and Simrads. Those seem to be the most popular for the kayak crowd.
Yeah, I think and Lowrance seems to be the kind of the kayak. It's a Simrad is also Lowrance.
Yeah.
It's the same, and the Lowrance seems to be the Simrad is more the big boat fishing, right? And the Lowrance is more the small boat fishing.
We actually met with the company. The parent company is called Navico, and we met with them while we were there at ICAST. Okay. And they struggle a little bit with the freshwater saltwater designation between the two. They're definitely trying to position Simrad as the saltwater line,
okay.
And Lowrance as the freshwater. They're both excellent.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter how they try to brand them. They're both excellent fish finders, as is Garmin.
So,
for that matter.
So even smaller units you can get in Simrad too.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can get them down to 7-9 inch units. You know, I like the bigger screens just because my eyesight's not as good as it used to be. Yeah, I put the biggest screen I could on my boat, which was a 12-inch unit on my boat, and I don't think, and I've fished with people who have smaller screens, and I don't really care for them that much. Big reason for having a bigger screen is that if you're going to split the display, so they all have split screen display, so you can do chart plotter, you can do sonar, you can do forward facing sonar if you have that. On mine, I also have radar, and I can run all the engine controls. I can watch all the engine parameters on my MFD. So, and I have the Psionics that we talked about, night vision camera, which I run.
Really great camera.
Yes, it is. So you got a lot of different things. So the bigger the screen, the more splits, the more panes you can put on there, and the better you can see each one of them. So that's what I would say. Of course, on a kayak, you're not going to have radar, but you are going to have sonar, and you're going to have a chart plotter.
Yeah.
And you might have other things like forward-facing sonar on there. So it's nice to have the biggest one you can get on there.
Yeah. Now, I didn't realize that they're trying to position Simrad as the saltwater version and the freshwater version of the Lowrance.
Right, right. That's their intention. I mean, if you watch the bass, any of the bass tournament series, it's like Garmin or Lowrance or Humminbird.
Ah,
and so, Lowrance is huge in the bass market. And they make up to 16-inch displays.
Yeah.
And then they
also have their forward-facing version too.
They call it active imaging.
Active imaging.
Imaging for both the Simrad and for the Lowrance.
Yeah.
Units. So in terms of electronics, I think get what you feel comfortable with. I've seen a lot of kayaks with a lot of electronics. I'm not sure I would have that many screens on my kayak.
Don't tell Chris Minnick that.
It's particularly the way I handle a kayak, we probably sink, or at least roll it over, and then all my screens would be ruined.
And we're talking about power too. Now with North's lithium batteries, especially the North's lithium that we have, I can tell you this: I have a 9-inch Lowrance fish finder on my drift boat in Montana. I have a very small, I think it can't weigh more than 2 pounds, but it's
crazy.
It basically fits in the palms of my hands. Battery. I've run it for 7 days and I still haven't charged it.
Come on.
For full days.
So
seriously.
Speaking of lithium, one of the mega trends I wanted to talk about at ICAST was all the lithium battery companies there, including Norsk. You see them all there. And at being a boater who's always struggled with battery issues, I finally bit the bullet and put on a lithium house battery on my boat.
Wow.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. And not only that, but I put a DC to DC charger on the boat. So I have two AGM batteries for my starting batteries, and then I have the lithium 125-amp-hour lithium battery that I have that I run everything except starting the engines.
Wow.
And what's interesting is when I come back from a trip, I have more battery capacity than when I left.
That's crazy. Yeah. More battery capacity.
Yes, because of that DC to DC charger.
Wow.
It takes excess charging capacity from the starting battery, redirects it to the lithium battery, and my troubles are over.
Now, did you do the installation yourself?
I did.
You did?
I did.
How did you figure that out?
Well, I'm an electronics editor, so I kind of have to.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have some resources. Yeah. I'm being facetious there. I had Masterbolt. It's a Masterbolt DC to DC charger. They helped me out with it. They advised me pretty carefully on how to install it, making sure they got the right size cables and the right size fuses on there. So it is a little bit
important.
That's really important stuff. So, this is going to be, I think anybody who's struggling with battery power should go with a lithium house battery. And if you run a trolling motor, that's the other mega trend. You've got lots of trolling motors now out on the market. Instead of running three 12-volt batteries to create a 36-volt system, just get one lithium 36-volt battery.
And that weighs like a quarter of what your original AGM was?
Yeah, it weighs a quarter, takes up much less space.
Yeah.
It'll be a little bit more expensive, but it'll last a lot longer, and it'll hold the charge. I mean,
I know the Norsk are guaranteed for 10 years.
Right.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah. And you can almost drain those lithiums all the way down, whereas with an AGM, they start to taper off at 50%.
Yeah.
So and then you start to lose power after that.
Yeah.
So these run all until they bop till they drop.
Yeah, I want to convert mine, so I'm going to have to get some advisory sense from Jim on that, because it's the way to go.
You got the battery, so all you need is the DC charger
in
there.
Right.
And those are becoming fairly common. So common, I don't charge the lithium.
Wow.
When it's
at
on
all.
The trailer. No, I never charge it.
That's wrap your mind around that, right?
And it's got an app on it on the battery.
Right.
So you can monitor it.
Monitor your charge.
Monitor your
charge. So that was big at ICAST. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Lithium everywhere.
Lithium everywhere. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's insane. Well, hey, listen. If that's not good enough, we got more coming. We're going to be right back. And Fish Reports, your calls, text, and more when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surger Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Surger. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgerSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgerSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Hi, this is Chrissy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Welcome! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having so much fun today. And
yeah.
There's one open line for you right now. You can call in and you have a chance to win an overnight trip on any open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing. And,
yeah.
And to,
sweet.
To do so, 833-288-0973, or just send us a text via the app.
Text the show. Yeah, it's time for the catch report, Corey.
It is, and of all things, it is sponsored by Norsk Lithium. We were just talking about all that. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, and Norsk Lithium batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Just as Jim mentioned right there, so you can set up your system at norsklithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor. And are you affiliated at all with the trolling motor doctor, Jim?
I don't. I know of them, but yeah. I'm not affiliated with
They're
them.
They're up
at
in
all.
Your zone?
Yeah. If I ever have problems, that's who I'm going
that's
to.
That's where you go to.
Yeah.
For sure. And good morning, Captain Woolley.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Good stuff. Going on in there this morning.
Yeah.
We had a pretty good week of fishing here this week. You know, conditions finally kind of came together in a way that, you know, we were hoping they were going to by the end of the week. So 70 degree water, good little uphill push, some good current, good clean water kind of finally exchanged into our area there from like San Mateo Point up to Dana Point area. Sometimes gets a little stagnant. So we had some good push. Half day fishing close to home was really good with as a result of that. Fly line baits, and say we had real nice sardine this week, like 4 to 5 inch firecracker sardine. So that stuff is just almost perfect bait for that calico bass. Guys fishing a small sliding egg sinker, 1/4 ounce up to maybe like a 3/8 ounce, did really well on that calico bass. The guys fishing the swim baits this week, the 5 inch Viejos, Corey, was deadly this week with a 1 ounce boxer head on that thing. Out away from the boat, slow sink through the water column, guys catch some real nice calico bass on that. Hard jerk baits caught plenty of fish. Surface iron caught some calico bass as well. We did have some nice halibut in the mix as well on our 3/4 day and our half day trips. Reverse dropper loops. Guys are making a little bit longer leader on the tag end of their loop there, like 16, 18 inches. Saw a little bit better success. Gave that bait a chance to kind of get up around and off the bottom. So, and this is, you know, fishing on the anchor. We're not drifting, so this is all anchor fishing. And it was, again, almost every trip, a couple fish per boat kind of a deal. It's been a good, like, sleeper deal for the guys fishing that. 3/4 day trips, did fish some sand bass this week. They made a little run up the line to get up into that Huntington Flat sector. Some really good fishing. Hot rigs this week for the bait guys was the Carolina rig, some way to stop that sliding egg sinker above your hook. And then, of course, rubber lures on a lead head down through the water column, fish good for that. And then over at Clemente, the Furies had some good fishing, good mixes, classic bass barracuda bonito on the edges of the kelp. That bass fishing with a little bit better water there has kicked up too. And then I got a nice text from Marcus this morning on the Furies, some real nice yellowtail on the deck of the boat going into their fish hold, 25 to 30 pound fish. So that's in play as well. So yeah, they've been busy this morning with some of that stuff. And over at Catalina, the fishing's been really well. We fished there yesterday on the Sum Fun on all-day charter, some good bass fishing. Halibut fishing there was great. We ended our day with like seven nice legal halibut. Nice. Kind of on the outer edge of some of the shallow kelp spots has been the ticket. I think that fish was weighing on the beach. Some guys catching that stuff over the last few weeks. But I think with some of the swell and the mixed-up waters kind of pulled that fish out from the shallow. So we had a good little go-around with some of that. Again, on the anchor, you know, not drifting. This is all just, you know, while we're fishing bass, guys, you know, sinking base to the bottom and doing well there too. So just a good all-around week for us. We're looking forward to another good week here. Conditions are lined up good, a good push, and there's been a little sample of some kelp patty yellowtail in our zone here too, so that might kind of fall into play this next week. We'll see how that works out. I think we're kind of on the upper edge of some of that stuff that the all-day boats and overnight boats down south there are catching, so some of that kelp's starting to make its way up here. If there's still fish left on it, we'll, have a shot at some of that stuff, hopefully here as it starts coming through our zone this next week. So come on, hop on a trip, go we're landing a call, 949-496-5794. Of course, so you can hit us on the web, too, at danaworth.com.
That sounds like some awesome fishing, Brian. I would suspect that would continue for the next week or two, or for the time coming anyway.
Sounds like maybe some yellows on the patty.
Dude, are you
kidding me? And I would think with all that yellow that's down south, Brian, there's more stuff pushing up, right?
Yeah.
So it's coming.
Yeah, but it'll find its way up in our zone here for sure. So, just things are setting up, you know, and it's looking good. So.
You had me at Calico Bass with 4 to 5 inch sardines, man. I can feel that bite right now, Brian. Thank you.
Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday, huh?
That sounds like a plan. All right, have a great week, guys.
All right, see ya. Thanks. Appreciate that. While we wait for Gundy Gunderson, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do that. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cook.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And it's always fun listening to the show. And, never. We love Ricky, but you guys don't miss a beat. Whenever you bring a special guest on. Hey, so my question is, I'm leaving on Thursday for a 3-day on the Tomahawk, and has the bait changed? Is it still anchovy and small hooks, or did they get some sardine and we can still fish the twos and fours?
Well, you don't know until you go, really, John.
I mean, it could change. We just heard Brian Woolley talking about 4 to 5 inch sardine.
Yeah.
And it's every now, brother.
Every day is different.
Yeah.
But I would be prepared, right, Jim?
Yeah, we were talking to somebody outside the office before we came in here. He said almost everything they caught, he was unloading some big yellows and a yellowfin.
Yeah.
And he said it was almost all on jigs.
On jigs. And that was on an 8-day down on the ridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a ways down. But I would be prepared with everything, John. I'd bring your anchovy rod and your, like a Talica, small Talica and a nice Calstar 800L, something like
just
that.
Just don't let the chovy thing scare you, because it's the healthiest part of our bite of California is
absolutely
an anchovy influx.
Yeah, for
healthy
sure
as can be.
Yeah, I know you're going to catch fish, and especially on the Tomahawk. The guys on the Tomahawk are first class, and you're going to have a great trip. And thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, we're going to continue with our catch report. The surf guru himself, Gundy Gunnarsson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Gundy.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Doing great, good, man. Good. Excited about the surf report as everything's firing off. I'm sure the surf is as well.
Yeah, it's pretty solid fishing right now. You know, warm water, sand crabs up and down the coast. We've just kind of hit that summer mode. It's just balanced fishing. No big fish, you know, nothing like that, but just solid fishing. Lots of corbina, lots of perch, white sea bass mixed in, you know, in and around the harbors, river mouths. The croaker bite's still solid. And, a good pick on halibut. A lot of guys aren't angling for them, but there were some nice halibut catches. And then a real good bite this week on sand bass. It's kind of been developing over the last several weeks, but in and around the harbor, outside the surf line, the guys are getting some nice sand bass, up to 4 pounds. So that's nice. Maybe maybe a sign that that sand bass fishery is on its way back. We'll start up at Santa Barbara. Hook, line, sinker reported solid fishing, Corbina, south of the harbor, Ventura, Carpinteria, Oxnard. That stretch has been the best for the Corbina. The halibut fishing's been better out west, a little cooler water. Some scattered sea bass, too, in there. Goleta's been a good area. Gaviota, Rincon, the guys working out west. South Bay Beaches, just fishing reported, very good Corbina action. That stretch there, Hermosa, Torrance, has probably been a little bit better. Lots of sand crabs. Short to legal halibut in the mix, and they had an 8-pound striper there off Dockweiler. Big fish reported. More quality halibut in and around the harbor. We talked about this a few weeks ago. They had two fish on live bait, an 18 and a 22-pounder. Seems like they're near the harbor mouths and the main channels, kind of, not necessarily on the beaches. The beach has been 24 to 32-inch fish, something like that. Dana Point Hogan's reported good Corbina action in Capo Bay. Lots of fish south of the harbor, like T Street, State Park, Rivieras, all good stretches there. You know, fish to 4 pounds or whatever, and it's just kind of getting better. Some guys going to the pier and getting some of those bigger nugget sand crabs and then taking them a little bit down south and fishing them. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported solid Corbina fishing, South Oceanside, Army, Navy, Academy, Del Mar, all good stretches there. And then the halibut guys are the halibut guys, and they keep fishing for them. And they had a nice 22-pound fish in the Carlsbad Lagoon on a live smelt.
Up in perfect time.
Fantastic, Gundy. Appreciate
Dude.
That report. And, hey, talk to you next week. And we'll be back.
Squeeze it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff, Gundy. We're going to be right back, second hour on 97.3 The Fan or YouTube, Facebook Live, or the Let's Talk Cricket Bat. We're going to be right back.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars. So get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.